Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The 12 Uniquely Commissioned. In Matthew 8 and 9, there is a strong emphasis on Christ's lordship authority in relation to his kingdom miracles performed over disease and demons. That theme of Jesus' authority now continues on as we come to chapter 10. Chapter 10 marks the second major discourse of five that are given in the book. The five discourses in Matthew. Number one, the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5 through 7. Number two, commissioning of the 12, Matthew 10. Number three, parables of the kingdom, Matthew 13. Number four, community instructions, Matthew 18. Number five, Olivet Discourse regarding the end times, Matthew 24 and 25. Note that there are what I term the two bookends summarizing Christ's Galilean ministry as seen in Matthew 4:23 and Matthew 9:35, which further ties to Christ's apostolic commissioning of the 12 disciples. Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And then, on the other end, 9:35, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching them in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus in 9:36-38 said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, and therefore the disciples should pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers. In chapter 10, we now see the disciples, in part, were themselves to be the answer to these prayers. They were to pray, and now they were being sent. What characterized Christ's ministry was now to be multiplied in and through the ministry of the disciples, as they are given a specialized apostolic commission. Matthew 10:1 reads, "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease." This marks about midway point in Christ's earthly ministry. So the 12 disciples had been following Christ for some time. The word disciple means learner or follower. It's a learning follower. It is the idea of being a student. The word as used in the Gospels can denote true devoted followers, but is also used at times of merely curious followers who are not sincere. Context determines which is in view. John 8:31 and 32, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Before being appointed as apostles, they first needed to just learn from Jesus. They were disciples before they became apostles. For about the first year and a half of Christ's ministry, the 12 just watched him. They interacted and observed, but they did not have a kingdom announcing, quote-unquote, kingdom announcing ministry like Christ. Well, that was now about to change. As Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, the text says, quote, "He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease." Note, this is the very type of miracles that Jesus himself had been doing, as seen in the summary verses of Matthew 4:23 and 9:35. This is what it meant to be an apostle, as they are now named to be, as seen in the next verse. They were empowered with a special calling to represent Christ in a very special and personal way. They were Christ's unique ambassadors, doing a similar type miracles. In effect, to be an apostle meant that they were uniquely an extension of Christ's ministry. They now too were proclaiming the kingdom is at hand with visible demonstrations that indeed it was being presented to Israel on the condition of repentance, as noted earlier in Matthew 3:2 and 4:17. Matthew 10:7 goes on to say, "And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Note that the kingdom and miracles of healing go together in keeping with Old Testament prophecy. When the Messiah God comes and ushers in the kingdom, he will do so with miracles of healing. He will come with healing in his wings. Malachi 4:2. Isaiah 35:4 and 5 says, "Say to those who are fearful hearted, Be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. It is no small thing to be an apostle. They were empowered to do special kingdom miracles that no one else other than the Messiah could do. And they could only do it because they were his special authoritative representatives. 2 Corinthians 12:12, truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you, with all perseverance, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. I share this because today various wild-eyed charismatic teachers want to claim they too are apostles, in the same sense as Christ's apostles. That is crazy talk. The true apostles' ministry was very unique, in effect being an extension of Christ's ministry. Note the extent of their newfound apostolic ministry. Just like Christ, they were given power over unclean spirits and over all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Nothing could stop them. Their ministry at this point was very extensive, just as was Christ, which is indicative of the coming kingdom. Their ministry had a very specialized kingdom purpose at this point that was totally unique to this time, period, and context. On behalf of Christ as his special apostolic ambassadors, they were presenting the kingdom as being at hand with kingdom evidence of miracles. Truly, this was kingdom stuff. However, as we go along, we find that Israel rejected Jesus as their Messiah, and the kingdom offer was withdrawn and delayed. We are no longer at this time in the church age proclaiming the kingdom is at hand, because the kingdom right now is not being offered and is not imminently at hand. Right now, we are proclaiming the gospel of Christ, not the gospel of the kingdom as being at hand. What is imminent now is the coming of Christ for his church in the event called the rapture. Philippians 4:5 says the Lord is at hand. James 5:8 says the coming of the Lord is at hand. Titus 2:13 says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. However, once the church is raptured, then the gospel of the kingdom will again go forth to the ends of the earth, as it will then again be on the horizon. This is the context of Matthew 24, which is a tribulation context. It says there in Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. A key thing to note in Matthew 10:1 is that Christ had the authority to delegate this kind of power. This shows his greatness, as only God can do this. Alfred Plummer writes, this was without precedent in Jewish history. Not even Moses or Elijah had given miraculous power to their disciples. Elijah had been allowed to transmit his powers to Elisha, but only when he himself was removed from the earth. William MacDonald, quote, other men had performed miracles, but no man ever conferred the power on others, end of quote. Actually, the word translated as power here in verse 1 in the New King James is the Greek word exousia, meaning authority instead of dunamis, which would mean power. So this is Christ having the authority to impart authority to do the supernatural. Only God has this kind of authority. Jesus is God. It emphasizes Christ giving them the right to do it, not merely the power. Again, only God can give this kind of authority, resulting in this kind of power. This, once again, highlights the lordship authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.